biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe, from women ghosting to Janny's boasting. How do you like that one?
Pretty good.
I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me as always, Vito Giswaldi.
Happy to be here,
the
Dick.
Band, the unpersoned Vito Giswaldi.
Finally taking a bold step. See, that's the thing everybody keeps coming to me. They go, must be so upset you got banned from Twitter. And I go, this is probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
You know what? I was going to bring in doubling down this week as a problem just because of that response that you just gave right there.
But here's the thing is I've wanted to shut down my Twitter for the longest time, but I always went, oh, but I have all these followers. I can promote things.
And no, you can.
No, you can't, though. Not really.
What do you mean?
Twitter is a shitty place to promote because anytime you post an outside link, if I post a link to a YouTube video.
Yeah.
They just downgrade it to the point where, like, nobody sees it.
Okay. So now you have no ability to, like, make friends or meet people to collaborate
with. Yeah, it is a good networking tool, but I can still network.
You can't DM. You can't get drunk and DM thoughts with big boobs.
I also think I can just, at some point, I have a secondary account.
Oh, what is that one?
At the Vito Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you're taking it very well.
Yeah, no,
because it's what you voted for.
It's what I voted for.
So you like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited about it.
Let's do, okay. Here we go. Are you ready for this? You should be thrilled this week. The cowardice of women.
Number one.
And number two, political scientists.
And they were both very high. They were both voted very favorably on.
Yeah. Good job.
Took the one and the two. I will admit that when I came up with a woman-centric problem, I went, well, I know it's cheating, but
could have just been fuck women.
This bitch ghosted me, and I feel like it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, but they are. You brought in a very specific thing about them that's annoying.
Yes.
Because you can't just say women.
No, because that's
like, women's just not a problem. Because then what are you going to fuck each other?
Yeah.
You know?
You need women for some things.
For something. You're going to fuck sheep? They're probably annoying too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I don't want to fuck them.
right.
So you can't just bring in women.
So I narrowed it down to a specific womanly problem, and hopefully it won't be the last.
Oh, no. I have a feeling there's going to be lots of the blanks of women.
I've opened up a whole new category.
Women's
here.
Inability to blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plan ahead or drive a car.
That's another woman myth.
Yeah.
That they need to make plans like a week in advance. Oh, no, I need to have, they always say that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I need to make plans a week in advance. Like, yeah, that's because you want to cancel.
Yeah.
Any plan that you make a week in advance is one that you want to cancel. Right? Like, I need to make plans a week in advance so I can have something to better than that.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm aiming for that Friday night or that Saturday afternoon or whenever it is, that Monday for lunch.
It's because the anticipation of canceling it gives them a sexual charge, I think.
Yeah.
They spend all week going, oh, I can't wait till Friday when I cancel on that guy and don't do the thing I said I was going
to
do.
That's how they are for everything. Yeah. Purses, shoes, jobs, men. They want one right away so they can figure out how to replace it with their plans.
Yeah.
What are we doing for my birthday? That's your plan? All right.
Let me
try to find a better one.
Find a way to change that.
Bad Jannies. Could have just been Jannies. I don't know.
Well, I think there could be good Jannies.
Yeah. Do we call them Jannies, though? Good ones? They all turn bad in the end.
Janny is a bit of a slur. They all turn bad in the end.
On a long enough timeline, all Jannies turn to zero.
I was in a chat. And the guy, you know, it's a guy who we're not best friends, but I was in his YouTube chat, and his stupid moderator, he goes, can you guys please stop banning Vito? His moderator just keeps banning me and gloating about it.
I've had that problem
I had that problem in my own chat. Well, yeah. Do you remember when we were live streaming downtown?
Yeah.
And Keemstar came in the chat bringing like 1,000 people with him while we were live streaming, and my mod kept banning Keemstar while we were downtown. And afterwards I asked him why. He's like, well, because everybody was, you know, just talking about Keemstar.
And bro,
like,
kill yourself.
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
He's bringing a fucking audience. I was so mad. I was like, whatever, what can I do?
LARPing PUAs. I probably could have just called that PUAs, but there's so many things they're doing wrong.
I think that PUAs, there's more to cover there, so I'm glad you narrowed it down.
Okay.
I think that could be revisited.
I'm glad that we're going through all the
the big problems.
Yeah, yeah. You know? We're getting all the big ones.
Okay. DJ AC Blasting says, I love that every time Vito tries to explain why he's not a stupid liberal, he just makes it worse. Lol.
I think I've done a great job of explaining myself and my positions.
G Plastic Beach says, damn, I can't believe it took 6 months for Vito, for the show to get Vito to hate women. I thought he would have cracked sooner.
I hate women. I hated women. It's not that I didn't hate women.
Yeah.
I just eased into it, you know? The
You have to feel comfortable out of the saying
stick
it.
Stick my first problem. I hate women. And you got to give it a little bit of time.
I saw this woman post on Twitter the other day, like 10 million likes. It was, you know, I've just come to the realization after so long of like that men really hate us. Like,
what did you, yeah, where have you what been?
What did you not have a dad, honey? What do you mean? Did you not learn? Did he not sit you down and have the birds and the bees talk? Look, sweetie, the birds hate the bees.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they're fucking annoying and they spend all their money. Harry Lime says they just want you dead. I honestly think this is true once women lose interest in you. Yeah. Hedge Pig, an example of critical thinking. You remember we were talking about critical thinking.
That was, wasn't that Janny wants to be a critical thinker?
A teacher.
Philosopher.
A philosopher and a teacher of critical thinking. An example of critical thinking, Hedge Pig says, would be learning to recognize when you're making assumptions. An example of that would be Vito Dick and the Fox News host all assuming she meant she wants to be a professor when she only said teach. This was probably driven by a bias to get the maximum yucks out of the interview. Yeah, that's called a joke.
Yeah, wait, did we exaggerate for comic effect on a comedy podcast? Sorry. What are we doing here?
Sorry, we didn't take that seriously. Yeah. The dog walker wants to be a teacher.
Right.
And we said professor, highlighting how far they are away from that goal and how much respect
they just want to teach a local community college.
About critical thinking.
Well, I guess you would still be a professor there. Community class.
Okay. Glenn Lentz. Dick and Vito, thanks for this, guys. Friday was one of the worst days of my life. Seeing this pop up really made it worth it. I love you guys. Wow.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hmm.
And I responded to him on the YouTube, and I said, you're welcome, Gaywad. Just to do that classic male can't accept a show of, appreciation.
Yeah.
We just got to dig right back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what do you want?
Yeah.
Now I feel weird.
I can't say the F slur, but you would normally go, all right, F slur. I love you, too.
Harpeet Sanja says, if Vito wants to combat the you voted for this problem, then he should just bring in a problem called the cowardice of Trump.
I don't know if I'm ready for that one. I've got enough negative problems on the board as is, but
I would support you in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's done some stuff I know you don't like.
Yeah.
He
COVID.
Backed. We can't go down that road. We get another episode banned. Oh my God!
All right, do you want to go? Do you want to go?
I'll go first. Okay. Absolutely.
Here you go. I'll give you a drum roll because I want to use this lovely soundboard more.
My problem, Dick, is black creator myths.
Oh,
now this is not a knock on the black community, but a specific aspect of some portions of the black community.
Okay,
wherein they like to claim that they are responsible for pretty much every piece of popular culture ever invented.
Okay.
Now, we can give them a couple things. We can give them, you know, Elvis famously stole rock and roll from the black people.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, that's...
You're going straight for Elvis?
I'm willing to let him have that
one. You're not going
to
go after Clapton? You're going straight for Elvis?
I'm going straight for Elvis.
What did Elvis rip off from black people?
Swinging his hips and
no one had ever done this before?
No, sir.
Roy Orbison didn't...
Well, hey, you know what? If you disagree, then you agree with this problem that I have. I'm just saying that I'm being very generous. I'm not saying 100%.
Do people think that Elvis stole Elvis
people
from black people?
Elvis stole rock and roll from the black community.
Okay.
That is one of their famous claims. And I'm saying, okay, I'm going to let you have that one.
I believe that less than black people built the pyramids or spaceships or whatever.
What I was
that's
bring
another
up
one.
Is another one is that black people had a mythical Wakandan-like utopia in Egypt that built flying pyramids and went to Mars and whatever else.
Yeah.
Did you know that they claim Beethoven was a black man?
I've heard that one.
Yeah. So this whole thing. You go. Listen, black guys,
it's
I love
asking
you.
For it. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What Come you on. Doing?
You guys invented some cool stuff. Some people like jazz. Rap's pretty good. We like that rap music.
Yeah.
Why don't you take the W's and stop trying to own everything because you look silly, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was like, do you remember when like Chance the Rapper said a black woman invented 3D movies?
No, I didn't
Which
hear
suck
that.
Anyway. Yeah. But he said this Valerie something invented 3D movies and has the patent on it.
Right.
But it's not even like at all.
3D, no,
it's
no.
It's not even like if you think about it for a second, does it make any sense?
No, of course
everyone
not.
Everyone got all pissed off about it.
Well, I'm glad you bring up these specific instances because I've brought in one. This is probably my favorite example of the black creator myth.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a woman called Sophia Stewart, a.k.a. the mother of the Matrix?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Does she claim that she invented
She claims that not only did she invent the Matrix, but also the Terminator.
Yeah.
Yes!
I know this lunatic.
And what's great about this lady is, again, the black community is so excited at this idea that they singularly invented everything.
White people are, too.
Well, yes!
White people are the ones driving this shit.
There's a bit of that where they were like, oh, look, we're gonna, you know, overthrow the white patriarchy.
Yeah.
And this black woman, she made the Matrix and the evil Wachowski stole it from her.
Yeah.
It's a bit of apologism. Again, it's probably the same thing where white people go, yeah, you guys invented rock and roll. Sure. You know, we're giving them something.
Because white people need to have, like, one person have done something.
Yeah.
That white culture is like, well, this one guy invented the nuclear bomb. It's like, well, that's ridiculous. But they need that. White people need Superman. It's a specifically white thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's dumb. And they just make up lies. Like, they make up lies to support this need. Like, oh, Santa Claus. Like, no one ever talks about his elves, right?
Right. They're always searching for some way that the system has screwed them over.
Yeah.
And again, the system has screwed over black people, but then there's so
Not
much...
Not like this.
No, well, that's the thing, is there's so much of this goodwill of, yeah, you guys have been totally screwed over, that, like, one lady can just show up and say, they stole the Terminator and the Matrix from me, and just automatically people are, like, kind of primed to go, oh, I can't believe they would do that.
I bet they did.
Like, the system, man. Yeah.
As though that's the hard part of making the movie, coming up with dumb idea of being in being video games. I'm pretty sure everyone had the idea of being in video games.
But
it's
the,
like,
worst part is that she's been on all these podcasts. Like, you can go online, the mother of the Matrix,
no.
And she's on, like, every black podcast, The Root, whatever else. Where they're going,
oh, really?
That's just what the white establishment does. But nobody has actually read the book that is the Matrix is supposedly based on.
Right.
And I have the synopsis real quick. I love this.
The Third Eye, something, right?
The Third Eye is the name of the book. Yeah. Now, she claims that she saw an ad in a magazine in 1986 asking for pitches for, like, a comic book competition run by the Wachowskis. She says, in 1986, I sent it off. Meanwhile, Larry Wachowski is like, I was in high school in 1986. I was not running national magazine competitions. But here's
maybe
the story.
He was.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe he was. This is the story she sent in, which she claims both the Terminator and the Matrix ripped off. Our story starts with an introduction. Aliens come back to Earth, then leave, and they say, watch the heavens. We will be back.
Wow, that's the first scene?
She claims in her lawsuit, well, that's Mr. Schwarzenegger's line from the Terminator movie, I'll be back, is directly lifted from my novel, The Third Eye.
Yeah.
There is then aliens come to Earth. There's a distant planet named Makkad where people use the third eye to spread peace and harmony, but an evil super being named Morningstar is banished to Earth until a child is born in a futuristic city called the Dome, where the children play Space Invaders and Pac-Man to become Ultra Soldiers.
Oh, that's ripped off from Ender's Game.
This is ripped off from the Bible, that a man is born to a god and then returns.
Yeah,
basically,
true.
This child becomes a great leader. He commands a spaceship called the Space Star and uses his powers to defeat
the Matrix?
Morningstar. Right.
Wow.
Well, she claims the Matrix. She goes, well, my city was a futuristic computer city like the Matrix.
So she hasn't even seen them. You know what? Women also, they don't understand the Matrix.
No.
I've watched the Matrix with a woman and she doesn't understand that they're in a computer sometimes. She's like, where did they get all this clothes? I'm like, It's not real. It's in a computer. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, what do you mean?
This is, this whole thing I find very ridiculous. Again, the...
You know how that all started?
How?
Fake news.
Yeah.
Some son, it's like the Utah newspaper ran a story about it.
Yeah, and it was actually a student newspaper.
Yeah,
that was the funniest. There was like a student newspaper that ran an article that said, Miss Stewart has been awarded $3.5 billion in damages.
Yeah, she won her case, but she won the appeal to not have it dismissed immediately.
Right, that's all she won. Yeah. And then later she's like, well, I won like a $1 billion judgment. It's like, yeah, against your own lawyer for, you know, the attorney fees that he overcharged you for.
Lying to you.
Yeah.
Conning you into making this preposterous.
But she still goes on all these shows and she goes, no, I own the copyright on The Matrix. The only thing is that I can't get money from it unless I sell it to them. And then I would be selling them The Matrix. And you're like, this bitch is just lying to you.
Nobody needed. I don't know. There are a lot of black inventors.
Yeah.
But nobody needed like already famous things to have been invented by like Beethoven. Did you know that was a black guy? Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, that makes my life so much better.
That really sucks for somebody, a black guy who was an actual composer that maybe I would have heard of.
Right. Like, maybe you could have elevated a guy who actually did a thing. Or for instance, all these black science fiction writers who are probably coming up with great ideas.
Who are still alive.
Yeah.
Who can benefit now.
Yeah, but instead you're giving interviews to this crazy lady who wrote a book about spaceships, and she goes, well, The Matrix kind of has these things that look like spaceships. Clearly, they ripped me off.
What about Hamilton? Do you also put Hamilton in this category?
Hamilton's,
I haven't seen Hamilton.
Yeah, so the idea is, what's Hamilton's first name?
Anthony.
Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah. They're saying he was black. Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, I tried looking that
Alexander.
Up. There's really nothing. Yeah, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like some small documents that suggest he might have been black, but it's like you have to ignore the hundreds of other documents to say
Aaron Burr was black too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Black on black crime.
It really is this
tragic.
This weird, yeah, black on black crime. It really is this weird desire that, like, they think there's this organized conspiracy.
They? What do you mean? Who's they?
The good people, you know, the people who think that there is this. It's the same as any conspiracy theories. They believe that any historic accomplishments of black people have been erased to benefit
white people. Yeah.
And you're like, look, I know that happened in limited, you know, numbers. I can't think of a good example right now. I'm sure it's happened.
Covering up the accomplishments of black people?
Yeah, you know,
they're probably just not allowed to go to, like, get bank loans and go to school and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the bigger problem.
Their parents had been taught to read by their parents. Like, that's
right.
How it happened. So,
well, it's just interesting as I was looking up the Sophia Stewart, as I find like these black journalists who go, you know, this is really terrible for the black community because it makes us look stupid as hell. Like, that we just, any lady can show up and say, I own the biggest science fiction franchise in the world, or one of the biggest, and we just believe her instantly.
Yeah.
If somebody came to me right now and they said, oh, by the way, I own, you know, Star Wars, I would go, you don't. And I don't care which race you claim stole it from you.
I've never heard that Banksy is a black guy.
Maybe
he is.
Yeah, well, that's...
That would be good.
Anonymity. We were talking about the power of that. But yeah, basically, black people, you've done a lot of good. It's fun to imagine.
It's fun to imagine
that your people have done all the things and that Wakanda was real and all that.
My problem with it is like such a very small handful of people have invented these things. How does it like?
Represent
how does it help
group?
You represent your group? They probably hated you because all these like super nerds grew up and got made fun of by whatever race they are. That's who they lived among, and they probably got treated like shit.
Well, it's always,
they're fucking nerds.
It's stupid when you ascribe an invention or achievement to a race where you go,
yeah,
well, white people invented penicillin. I go, no, well, one white guy invented penicillin.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say like,
you didn't do it.
White guys are responsible for all this. It's like, we're all human beings. All human beings should share all accomplishments of human beings.
Yeah.
You know, we should all go, yeah, we all collectively did
this thing. No, only they did it. Everyone who didn't do it are worthless.
Yeah.
They can go fight in wars and be whole breeding holes.
But I'm saying you can be proud of, I can be proud of Beethoven or whatever for making great music for all of humanity. I don't actually
whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever. But I don't have a particular connection to him based on some weird genetic legacy where we're not connected at all in any way.
If there was aliens, then I might feel
more proud of ownership of human accomplishment.
Like your alien music sucks. Our music is awesome.
Rules.
Your art sucks. Your version of Picasso is a pedophile. And ours is cool.
Why are you assuming the alien Picasso is a pedophile?
One of them. Because they're going to have mismatched pedophiles and scandals and stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how that works in the alien societies. Anyway, black community.
What do you? How much do you wonder?
I don't actually.
Depends how far their planet is away from the sun.
Yeah.
That's how they did the cutoff. Maybe it's just one trip.
Well, I'm just saying if they're
Pluto,
like,
you're a pedophile if you go under 270 years.
If their civilization, if you live 10,000 years, you know, the age of consent is probably 2,000.
Okay. Is that it?
Black community, I support you. I'm sorry we took rock and roll from you, but you got to take the wins.
Well, what does that mean?
We
took rock and roll from you.
Yeah, we stole it and we made it
better. How did we steal it?
All right, Elvis stole it.
That annoys me too. Like, what do you mean you stole music? Like, how the fuck do you steal music from any culture?
It's that we made all the white performers wildly successful and ignored the black ones, and that was not a nice thing to do. The
society.
In the 50s? Society. We as a society should have elevated performers of both races equally.
Oh boy. But you brought in forced diversity in media
that's
like 2 weeks ago.
Diversity.
How
that's
the fuck
equality.
Is that not forced?
What happened? What is forced about it?
Because you're saying we should have propelled. People got exactly what they wanted.
No. That was forced in adversity or whatever
How
the fuck
was
you
forced?
Want to call it. Because we forced the white people into the spotlight.
Who's we?
The society.
They bought whatever records they wanted to buy.
No. They bought the records that were pitched to them by the if the marketers in the establishment had elevated the black artists
like Sammy Davis Jr.
Stop pushing them in the back. Yeah, well,
the Green Book.
No, like the baseball leagues or whatever. Fucking who was the first black baseball player?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. What happened for the longest time? We had this separation, and then they had some sort of
different league.
My dad. I'm so sad. My dad used to have this jacket, this jean jacket. That had patches for every single historic black baseball league.
Why did he have this?
I don't know, but I really wanted that jacket, and it's just lost.
Edgelord?
No, he saw it at a store. It was literally
what kind of store?
I don't know, but it had
a swap meet booth that has the big Nazi flag for historical purposes behind it.
It was clearly supposed to be for black people to wear, but it had the N word all over it because it was
the N E word.
Yeah, the N E word.
Oh,
and it had every patch.
Your dad wore this?
Yeah, I got to find a picture of him.
How big was he?
He was a big guy.
It better be.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm not big enough to wear that jacket.
He had a low center of mass. Let's put it that way.
Like a bowling pin.
Yeah, like a bowling pin. It was a Homer Simpson-esque appearance. Yeah, he wore it everywhere. It's just a bunch of like black baseball players.
Oh,
and it's like
no!
The Cincinnati, you know, I can't say any of the names of the teams.
They had their rock and roll was ripped off from them.
Yeah.
How do you rip off like doom doo 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 doo? Like, oh my God, stop, you're ripping off
I
that.
I just think you got to give the black community a couple W's in the book.
Is this for Black History Month that you're bringing this in?
Yes.
Got a whole month.
Black History Month.
Jesus.
I'm willing to give you guys rock and roll invented by the black community, fine, but you can't have the Matrix. That's unreasonable.
I'm sorry. You don't think Beethoven could have... Did you not see Bill and Ted?
Yeah.
As soon as Beethoven gets his hands on the proper equipment, he invents modern techno dance music.
Right.
You don't think Beethoven could have made up some rock? You don't think Beethoven could have invented A History of Rock and Roll Part 2?
I think he could have because he's black, as we know. So, yes, Beethoven could have done it. A white composer, no.
So fucking... I think that's what it annoys me about it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they stole it. Like, you don't think any of those classical... You don't think... 2,000 years of music, they could have come up with rock and roll.
This small concession to my black brothers so I don't get beat up later, okay? I'm trying.
It's not even a very good concession.
Well, I'm trying, okay?
All right.
Happy Black History Month, everyone, except Sophia Stewart. The liar, the mother of the Matrix.
Here's my problem. The national debt.
Mm.
$30 trillion this week.
I will pay that.
Happy.
We'll get that done.
Do you know what it was? When were you born? I was born in 1980.
I was born sometime after that.
After that, it was $1 trillion in 1980.
And now it's $30
trillion? That was when I was born.
Yeah.
$1 trillion.
And at that time, it seemed possible. Like, oh, we might pay that off someday.
Now it's 30.
Yeah, it's never.
So in my life, there's been $29 trillion spent. Does it really?
On nothing.
Does it feel like
we've accomplished nothing?
Does it feel like there's $29 trillion of? If you're maybe you're a millennial
somewhere that are great, some great bridges.
You think they were built by the feds?
I don't think so.
I think they were built
jets or something.
Yeah. A lot of Taliban's got some cool stuff. I don't have a cool shit.
The Taliban got a lot of cool stuff.
In the year 2000, maybe when some viewers
in
were born, it was
2000?
It was $5 trillion.
Yeah.
So the last 20 years.
Wow.
$15 trillion, Vito.
Well, inflation, of course.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Where did it go?
You know, there's wars here and there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where it went. It went to China. We know this.
Oh, went to China. We're spending $7 trillion a year.
Mm.
Running a deficit. $3 trillion a year we're running a deficit.
Wait, we're spending $3
spending
trillion?
Spending $7, taking in $4 trillion.
Mm.
Deficit of $3
trillion. So does that mean we add $3 trillion to the debt every year now?
Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah.
It's going up. How come there's any other sort of... How come this isn't a crime? Where the people doing this are dragged out of their houses and hanged?
How do we have a society? This is just a house of cards at this point, huh?
So there's been $29 trillion spent in my life.
Yeah.
Now I get to pay it back, starting now. Except that's not going to happen, is it? Because it's just going up and up and up.
So, like, do economists just admit that money is, like, a fun joke at this point?
No, they think it's good. You'll be hard-pressed to find an article on the national debt that's not both sides.
They want us spending? Does it, stimulate the economy? I don't fucking know.
90,000 a person, that is. 240,000 per tax. Do you pay taxes?
I do pay taxes.
You're on the hook for 240K of that money.
You're saying every year, 240K?
No, just total. Split up between all the taxpayers.
Okay, that's how much of the debt we each owe.
$900 million on interest every day. Every day. Because of the way, because we make the bonds, the debt, and then give the government the money, we got to pay interest on those bonds, right?
You're right.
Until they mature in like 20 years.
We're paying that to everyone who owns our debt, like China, right?
Yeah. Like China, Japan, the UK.
All these guys are playing the right game, which is buying U.S. debt and collecting on it forever.
$900 million a day
is
just getting burned because the system is dumb.
Oh, $900 million.
$900 million a day. Yeah. You could think of anything better we could do with that?
I can't think of a...
Like, why are people upset about anything else?
Yeah.
I really don't get that.
Well,
painting Black Lives Matter murals in the street, talking about women's, like, abortions and stuff. Fucking abort all the babies you want. Let's figure this out.
Well, no, what always drives me nuts is the people who go, well, you know, the reason our system is falling apart is these people on welfare, these welfare queens...
Who cares?
...getting $1,200 a month from the government, and I go... Are you fucking retarded?
Are you serious?
Who convinced you that that's what's wrong with our economy? What are you, a moron?
Social Security, here's the real vampire. Social Security is $1 trillion. Medicare is $1 trillion. Social Security is $1 trillion a year. War is about $1 trillion. The military spending is about $1 trillion. There's three right there.
Some good stuff. Good stuff. The military spending seems a little much, doesn't it?
Oh, you think?
Don't you think at some point
I could stand to be a little less free, to be honest.
Yeah.
I could stand to be a little less secure in my freedom.
We're also just like spending it on stuff. I'm like, just spend it on robots with guns attached to their arms. Like, that's the only thing we need at this point, right?
Sure. Can't we just give him the money?
Yeah.
Like, here, just take the money.
Yeah, and leave us alone. Away. That does seem like, yeah.
Bro, how much you want, buddy? How much does Russia want to leave us alone?
That was
half a billion?
That was America's plan for the longest time, as we figured we'd just throw enough money at third world economies, everything would be fine, and then
I think we could get it.
Fucking ISIS shows up with 10 guys and takes the whole fucking thing over.
Well, the ISIS that we made.
Yeah.
In part of this.
Well, we made those Talibans and we're good at shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah. I don't know what the government does exactly with this money. It seems like a scam. Mm. If this was happening to a man, I would say you're getting fucking scammed somehow.
I think it is.
You're getting
a scam.
Scammed and you're getting hoodwinked by all these things that aren't problems. You're wasting all your energy arguing with other people about bullshit when these guys are making out with $900 million a day with this funky system they made of printing debt for you that your kids are going to have to pay off
forever.
At some point, the interest is going to pass the GDP completely, right? By these things, it's going to be $100 trillion in 2040.
I mean, my feeling is at some point, the rest of the world just owns America, right? If we ever stop producing money at like a fast enough rate to pay off these debts, they're just going to come. They're going to debt collect. They're going to be the repo man.
Well, who's
going to
make the money? Amazon's going to start making money. There's no more.
Right, well, we'll have Amazon dollars, Amazon coins, or whatever.
It annoys me too.
We're going to have to give China a couple states. Like, they're going to just get North Dakota.
I think they have bigger problems.
The Chinese?
Yeah.
I don't know what their national debt is.
Well, they don't really have a system.
No.
They just kind of make it up.
You saw all of China's collapsing because one mortgage
Evergrande?
Company. Yeah, Evergrande. No, was it Evergrande?
Yeah.
I thought Evergrande was the thing that was stuck in the canal.
That was Evergreen.
Oh. Well, I guess I just
And Evanescence was a band.
Oh, right. Evanescence.
Yeah, Evergrande. Defaulting on all their shit.
Evanescence wanted me to wake up inside. Was that it?
I think so. I don't know. I can't imagine a worse problem than this. Than the size of the national debt. Your quality
would you say this is the biggest problem?
I would say it's the biggest problem.
Perhaps in the universe?
I think even where you live, you don't live in America, it's going to affect you.
Right.
But you probably have national debt as well. It affects your quality of life in ways that you probably can't even properly identify.
Well, your life would be so much better if it were not for...
It should be zero.
Your government blowing money on the stupidest shit.
Like, why do they get to spend a dollar they don't have? We don't get to do that.
You ever hear about how we just... There's some factory just making tanks, and the army has said, please stop making tanks. And the congressman whose district the tank factory in, it said, fuck you, we're making tanks forever. Because if we get rid of this factory, I'm not getting elected again.
There goes all our jobs. And you go, what jobs? They're not jobs. It's just money.
We're literally
building
tanks for a war that isn't happening for an army that does not want them so that one congressman can keep his job. And that's probably, I don't know, hundreds of millions.
It should be zero.
There.
That should be every politician should run on that. It's got to be zero.
Just pay the employees free money. Again, give them just welfare rather than this. They have to have a job, so they have to throw all this money at tank production.
Yes. I would rather that, too.
Take everybody in that factory, and we'll give them a salary for the rest of their life, and we'll shave X millions of dollars off the national debt by doing so.
All the generals on TV, seven of them. Like, does there really need to be seven, guys?
All right.
Can we make it six? Well, come on. Yeah. Work with me here. Like, actually, we're making it eight. Of course.
Yeah, well, you got to get a transgender woman in there, so they got to make room for her.
I see guys arguing on Twitter about, like, oh, our military is not going to be macho anymore. It's getting a bunch of, like, soy boys and ladies in there. Like, you're worried about who is in there.
Not the number of it. Excessive number of people and the stupid amount of ordnance
and the cost of healthcare is skyrocketing. Like, why? What do you mean? How come everything else goes down?
Yeah.
You guys are doing this on purpose because it's a scam.
We live in a nightmare, Dick.
We really do. That's my problem. The national debt. Happy 30th.
Debt.
Happy 30th. We will see. I think we'll see $1,000 trillion in our lifetimes.
I think we'll see in the next 5 years based on the way the fucking government is printing money.
Yeah.
It's all an illusion. It's all going up in smoke. Speaking of smoke, Dick, I want to go on to my next problem.
Okay.
Now, before I get into this problem, I want to give you a couple little stats.
Okay.
Tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of death in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Wow. more than
I saw. Thank you for smoking.
More than obesity.
Yeah.
Thank God. Cigarette smoking causes about 1 out of every 5 deaths in the United States. That's crazy. Yeah.
1 of every 5 deaths?
1 in every 5 deaths. That's more than 480,000 deaths annually. Now, maybe it's contributing to other factors. Maybe it's not necessarily the smoking.
Yeah.
But, you know, heart disease, cancer, all sorts of things. If you
it's all caused by...
Well, if you're a tobacco smoker, it raises your risks. Okay. You can't say the smoking directly caused it, but it's still...
So 1 out of 5 people who die are smokers or dying of smoking related?
I would say our smokers is probably the thing.
Okay. Is it smoking? Are you bringing in smoking?
Hold on.
Sounds like a big problem.
Hold on. Now, 200,000 of these deaths are women.
That's good.
280,000 are men.
Oh, that's rough.
That's not good.
Worth it.
That's not good. But here's the real
10 to 1, I'll take.
Here's the real problem, Dick.
Yeah.
Smoking's too cool.
Yeah.
My problem is smoking is too cool.
Okay.
How can we stop? Even me, as a non-smoker, now I will participate in perhaps sharing a toke at a party or
Sharing a cigarette or a weed?
Well, a marijuana cigarette, which is not as deadly, but the smoke could still cause some.
I don't think it's deadly at all.
Because
there's not a bunch of tar and nicotine.
It's not nearly as anything. But I think you can get some minor health risks.
Maybe.
But I'll enjoy a cigar.
They don't put asbestos in it,
at a party, maybe like a cigar or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But even me as a non-smoker, I look at these smokers and I go, God, that's
cool.
Just looks so fucking cool. No wonder people fucking smoke. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You can give me all these stats, Dick. 480,000 deaths, 1 in 5 deaths.
I don't care.
And I go, yeah, but it's just
so worth it.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you're a Mad Men fan.
I love Mad Men.
How often are they smoking in that show?
Like every scene.
Every scene. It's all old school cool. It's so cool.
You could think about what you're going to say when you're smoking.
Yeah.
Somebody
it
says,
gives you something to do.
What are you, an idiot? You're like, thinking about something to say, and then it looks like you were just delayed by the cigarette while you were figuring out what to say.
There's a level of sophistication to it. There really is.
Yeah.
And there's a level of rebelliousness. Like, oh, look, the rest of us are not emitting any sort of fumes into the general area. This man...
Yeah, I'm poisoned.
...is poisoning
I'm bad,
our
baby.
Entire space.
You can take girls outside with it, too. Like, hey, you want to go grab a... You want to go outside and have a smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives
next thing you know,
to offer people. You go up to a girl at a bar, you go, you want a pack of gum? They'll go, what the fuck? I want a fucking pack of gum.
You can't lure women outside under any other pretext.
No.
You want to go check out some YouTube videos on my phone outside?
You want to take a hit off my vape pen? No. You want to smoke? Absolutely.
I hate those vape pens.
Well,
those are for addicts, though. Like, that's vape pens are pathetic. Just
are
smoke.
They?
Like a man.
I mean, you'll look a lot cooler. No, I'm not a vapor. I did buy a vape pen for that one video, that Belle Delphine thing.
Yeah.
And I did start to get addicted to the nicotine. I was like...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I understand how this works. It's like, you puff on it, and then you put it down, and you go, I don't want to do that again.
Well, the worst thing about...
The nicotine is real.
The worst thing about the e-cigarettes is it's like an entire... Like, if you're smoking cigarettes, they're self-limiting because you have to go outside, and you have to light it up again. You have to pause and think about your life, even if you don't have to go outside. Like, when you're done with one, you got to think, like, okay.
Yeah.
Have I had maybe too many cigarettes? With the e-cigarettes, it's a whole pack and a half and a pen. You just sit there... pounding it, sucking it down all day. Like, what the fuck? This thing's out. It's just like, that's a whole pack and a half of cigarettes, dude.
Yeah, vaping, it does look ridiculous. I think they made it look ridiculous on purpose because maybe that's their way of trying to get people not to vape. No, because they want them to vape. I don't know.
But cigarettes are too cool is your problem?
Yeah, well, the problem is that it's leading to all these deaths because of how fucking cool it is. If it wasn't cool, less people would die.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be worth the death.
I'm saying that the deaths are a problem, but the deaths only exist because of how cool it is. If smoking wasn't cool, like, cigarettes should be like bright pink and like
a tampon.
Yeah.
And like, they have a little string.
It should say on the side of every cigarette, like, I'm a retard. And then people would stop. That's what they should do. You know, they have those cigarette packages that say, like, you know, in other countries with all the warnings and like pictures of Tums.
I hate N-words, like Die Hard 3. And then it says,
yeah,
See how much you like smoking now.
If cigarettes looked like little penises, like if we made it and on the side of it, it said, I smoke cocks.
It said, this is a baby penis.
Yeah.
This is a baby penis.
That would solve it though, right? Because you go, I'm not going to buy
It would solve, all the best parts. Like it would stop me from smoking. If I had to smoke little baby penises, it would stop me. Women would no longer want to go outside.
Yeah.
Smoke a baby penis.
Right.
So I, who am not at risk of dying, would not smoke, but people who are addicted would still smoke baby penises.
I think
a problem.
But here's the thing: I think teenagers would not get started, and that's
teenagers
important.
Would think it's ironic and funny to smoke baby penises because they're dumb.
Hey, dude, check it out! I'm smoking a baby penis. Whoa!
I hate N-words.
Well, that's the problem you run into. No matter what, it's cool. It's cool no matter what you do.
But the coolness is the best part.
No, the coolness.
It's the death that.
No, it's not the best part, though. It's the worst part because it leads direct.
That's like saying alcohol makes you drunk. Like, yeah, the drunkenness is the best part.
It's a complicated mind puzzle we're going through right
now. Yeah. Well, it's your problem.
Well, my problem is, because it's not, the smoking deaths are a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the real core issue
is that it's too cool.
Is that it's so cool.
Well, what do you want to make ads about how it shouldn't be cool?
Yeah, we should say like smoke.
They tried that.
No.
They spent 20 years trying that shit ads. And none of, the only one that worked was that bitch with the hole in her throat.
Yeah. Well, they didn't try hard enough. I would have made my ad campaign, smoking is gay. And it would just be
a bunch of gay guys.
Oh man, I can't
smoking
wait.
Smoking two cigarettes at a time.
What? Like a guy, two guys just come over wearing jock straps with a big cigarette as a dildo, and the guy's just taking puffs off of it.
Guys smoking and guys are beating off right in his face and coming all over his mouth in a cigarette.
Exactly.
Brought to you by anti-smoking.
Truth.org. Smoking is gay. I think that would have worked because the kids would go, I don't want to smoke.
Yeah.
You know, like gay kids would want to smoke, but there's not that many of them.
Nah, they want to do poppers.
Yeah, they want to do poppers and party.
They do enemas.
MDMA enemas.
Well.
Yeah. You got to get cleaned up, I guess. You got to clean
up. What about for women?
Oh, no. We want the women to die. That's not a problem. 200,000. If I could take these 480 and make it all women.
They just show the commercial is a big, like, you think Godzilla's coming, and it looks, all these chicks are like, oh, my God, whoa. And then look over, and there's a big fat lady smoking. Like, oh, where's my parliaments? It's like smoking is for fat chicks.
Yeah. And then they would,
All right. Well.
Smoking's too cool, Dick. If only.
We don't have enough. We don't have very many cool things. Cool. We really don't.
I know, but couldn't we find some cool things that don't give you cancer and lung disease and whatever else?
Like what? Like gummy? You want to make gummy bears cool?
Speed running is cool. what else is cool?
Can you not smoke on Twitch?
I don't know.
Probably There's no way you could smoke.
Twitch is very Puritan.
So that is, I guess, if there's anything that would make parents pissed off about Twitch and get rid of the girls in the hot tub shit, it would be seeing somebody lighting up on Twitch going like, what's up, kids? I'm fucking speedrunning Mario Odyssey today, and smoking is badass.
Smoking is so cool. Yeah, I wonder if it's banned. Actually, I did have a stat where some people thought that like tobacco use is banned in films or whatever, but it's not.
Well, no, people are smoking banned all the time.
Right, but Disney has 0% smoking in all their films.
Great.
There was a decreased markage back, but there was like a certain period of time, I want to say the early 2000s, where the anti-smoking thing was really going.
Yeah.
And smoking use went down crazy amounts. But on-screen tobacco use has actually jumped 57% from 2010 to 2018.
Look at all these stats.
And the most marked jump was in PG-13 biographical dramas at 233%.
What's that?
That means like Twilight, probably that kid smokes. Remember when Harry Potter smokes a big old cigarette and then he goes, I'm going to go fuck up that Voldemort or some shit. Like shit like that. Yeah.
Voldemort smokes too.
Voldemort smokes. Yeah. Everybody smokes. You know what? I rewatched the original Ghostbusters recently.
They're smoking in there.
Yeah. Well, that's
the containment unit.
What's Dan Aykroyd? Yeah. Who's like the goofiest, chubbiest, chubby guy, whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, after the Ghostbusters have like saved the city, he's just got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I go,
yeah,
this is the coolest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. That's all it takes is one cigarette.
It's cool to be a little bit high.
Elevate a man.
Because you can't have like a tenth of a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
You can have one cigarette.
Right.
You can't have like, oh, I'm just going to lick out of this. There we go. I'm a little alcohol.
Also, you know, you get to bring a little fire everywhere you go. What other activities do you get to do? Where else do you get to just start a little fire all day long?
You're making it sound great.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It should be less cool, but what do? We can't do anything about it.
You got to make it illegal then.
No.
Then that's really cool. Yeah.
Then it's super cool. Then everybody wants to do it.
All right.
Smoking is too cool.
Smoking's too cool. Okay. Mine's the seatbelt alarm.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I should have brought that one in.
Man, oh, man. You struggle with this?
Mine goes off constantly.
Because you're sitting in it.
Because I'm sitting.
And you don't have it on.
Sometimes the alarm, I'll acquiesce and put it on. But I'll be on like a phone call in the car and someone goes, what's that beeping in the background? I go, oh, I've just learned to tune it out.
You know what? I've driven with some women who like that's part of their personality.
Yeah.
That they don't wear the seatbelt and they just deal with the beeping.
Yeah.
And it made me want to just beat them against the window.
Were you like, put on the seatbelt or I'm going to kill myself?
Yeah, put on the fucking seatbelt. Like, I get this cute
beep
part of your personality, but fucking put... It's just instantly makes you hate the person you're with in your car if that thing beeps one time.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I think it's the most annoying sound in the world. It's more annoying than the alarm clock that wakes you up because you got to get up.
Yeah.
It's more annoying than a busted smoke alarm because that thing's trying to save your life and it's not that hard. You only have to fix it every couple months.
Which we know do nothing to save lives.
I don't need a reminder to wear my seatbelt. I will put it on when I've got settled and I've got my stuff in.
Yeah, when you're ready to go.
When I'm ready to go. I don't need a reminder from between my driveway and down the street, okay?
Well, I need the reminder because I just won't do it. And then I just don't do it anyway. And then I will be driving around with people and they go... Are you going to put on your seatbelt? And I go,
oh, my God.
Not really a
seatbelt. Don't ever do that to me.
Oh, really? That'll drive you nuts?
I'll cut your seatbelt and throw that thing out the window.
Why can't they just, you know what the real move is to just cut off the end part and stick it in the thing. No
but
belt.
But then that's even harder to get the little thing and put it in.
Maybe you can buy an aftermarket one. Maybe I can get one from the Honda, you know. Aftermarket parts. Just I want just the thing to plug in.
No, you can buy one that's also a bottle opener.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for your road sodas.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I got a little backstory on the seatbelt alarm. It's one of the things I hate most in life.
Is it a law?
Yeah, it's a law. God it's a damn. National highway thing. So I don't know if it's a law, but you can't have your car on the road.
Nanny state.
Tesla just recalled like a million 60,000 cars because it wasn't going off.
Yeah.
No, like 800,000.
Oh, really?
A lot. Like, all the cars they ever made.
Yeah,
and it's not accurate. If you have a dog back there, it beeps. If you have two fat guys, my girlfriend had two fat guys in the back of her car. They were triggering the middle one. It's like, well...
Or if you just, like I've picked up a heavy thing and put it in my passenger side, you know, thing. And then it's like, I can't get the...
McDonald's order. Here we go.
Yeah, one of my big old famous Gisualdi McDonald's orders. And then I'm like, I can't get the strap around this 20 Big Macs.
It comes from a June 1960 issue of Popular Science magazine, where a guy by the name of Wes Jane from Woodhaven, New York, invented this and wrote a letter in. And you'll never guess whose fault it was that we have this accursed invention in our lives. His fucking wife wouldn't wear her seatbelt.
Yeah.
And he got tired of arguing with her and telling her to wear the seatbelt.
So he made an alarm for his own car just his own wife?
Yes. That would light up. That would say, fasten your seatbelt and make a siren when you've sent in the diagram, too, in case any men out there wanted to similarly terrorize.
A diagram? You were supposed to install it yourself?
Yeah, Popular Science. They would send in all kinds
Wouldn't
of diagrams.
Did he have a weight thing in the seat, or did he have like a switch?
He had a switch in the seat that would trigger it and then begin screaming at his wife. Only then.
What a nightmare. Was it a black man who created this? Because maybe...
Did
a white person take responsibility
You want this one, black people?
Yeah, you can have this one, black guys.
Invent this, the most hated invention in the world.
Take it for Black History Month. It's
10 years I have used safety belts in my car, but each time we went for a ride, I had to tell my wife to fasten her belt. She is a most stubborn person and uses all kinds of excuses for not doing so.
Mm.
This is the inventor of this awful
1960s.
Thing.
1960s. Yeah.
I have finally won.
Couldn't you just hit her back then until she did it?
Not this guy made a hitting machine.
Yeah.
These drawings, I have finally won. These drawings show how. The system tells her to put the belt on. It works like magic every time.
Right.
It saves arguments. The little reminder consists of a light, the words safety belt, a buzzer, two cunningly wired snaps. She sounds like a Sherlock Holmes
villain.
Just reach
over and slap her across the face and say, put your seatbelt on.
When my wife gets into the front seat beside me, her weight trips a normally open snap switch under her seat. Two things happen. First, a doorbell buzzer begins sounding behind the dash, attracting my wife's attention toward it. Second, opening where the clock is usually mounted, the words safety belt are illuminated by a lamp behind the what a lunatic.
This guy is nuts. What is did you spend like weeks on this?
Probably.
Surely there must have been.
I didn't know we could automate women like this.
Yeah. Well, they are like dogs. I mean, you just give them a Pavlov response and they'll get there. They see a buzzer enough times.
Yeah.
And they know to put that damn belt on.
Well, that's my problem. American cars did not have a similar system until the 70s. Where is it? 1974.
There's a lot of weird vehicle safety codes that are... I'm surprised that it was... So when did it become a law? Do we know?
I
want to say it was recent. I want to say it was like the 90s.
Yeah, I think it was. Because it wasn't around when I was a kid.
I remember not that not... Well, eventually, probably...
It wasn't on my last car, and that was from 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to say it was like 98, 99 around
where it started?
That time. Yeah, it could be crazy though. Maybe it was the 2000s.
I don't know.
I wasn't sure if it was a law though or just something where all these automakers got together and they're like, let's just annoy the shit out of people.
Look, we need to draw the line on this.
Yeah.
And the national
debt. There's got to be some way to turn it off. That's what drives.
Plug
what
it
I
in.
I don't know. Is it in the computer? Like, can I access the car computer? And
yeah, you could hack in there.
Yeah, let me hack it.
I'm
going to get all my Black Matrix buddies, and they're all going to go hacking in.
In Die Hard, the computer guy was a black guy.
That's true. Miles Dyson.
Yeah.
No, Miles Dyson was Terminator.
Again, another computer guy, black guy.
There was a trend of black computer guys, I think, in the 80s.
Yeah.
I think it was.
You knew that they knew their shit.
Yeah. If you saw a black guy with glasses, have you ever seen? I was watching Curb recently. Do you ever see the Curb episode what's his black roommate? Basically, his black roommate. He goes, "You should try wearing glasses." I think just you see a black guy with glasses, you want to give him the world, and he tries it. And basically, a black guy with glasses. Every time he goes in any situation, they're like, "Oh, after you, sir, of course." And you're like,
"Oh, really?
Yeah, that is true."
Because
you see a black guy with glasses, you're like. Oh, this guy's got to be like a professor or an academic or a... So I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I know a lot of black guys with glasses, I think.
I wonder if the black community typically avoids getting their eyesight checked.
Why would you think
due
that?
Due to historical mistreatment from racist optometrists.
Oh, okay.
And
like they make them spell stuff.
Yeah. No. Not like
can you
see?
Can you read this one? It's like K K.
Yeah.
K.
Their little thing set up. They go. Oh, let me bring out the black chart.
Get out.
G E T. Yeah. Get out. N I G. Okay.
Whoa.
Hold on. Leaving the optometrist.
They have a green book. Okay. That's my problems. National debt and the speed. Seatbelt alarm.
Mine are the black greater myth and smoking is too cool.
Okay. Let's do some voicemail.
Let's do it.
Go to patreon.com/biggestproblem to support the show.
Please do.
Biggestproblem.show to vote on the problem.
Inflation is hitting us hard here on Biggest Problem. And the national debt is draining us.
I should have made $6. Should have made $6 for the bonus episode, which we got to record next week or something.
Well, you can't raise it now. I don't think Patreon lets you raise the price.
No, you got to make a new one.
You got to make a whole new tier.
But then people are on it, stay on it forever.
Yeah.
When I first got hired at my job, it took me 8 hours to do all the bullshit processes that they had for me to do. And then I started to make them more efficient, make them better. And it got down to where I was working about 2.5 hours to do what it took the previous person 8 hours to do in a day.
Mm.
And then I made the biggest mistake in the universe, which is telling my boss.
Oh, you fucking idiot. What are you
and
doing?
Now I'm working 8 hours again.
Oh, what? No. Here, you, okay. So I do graphic design, right?
Oh, God. It takes weeks.
Oh, it takes weeks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't get that. You know, I'm still
can't
working
get that
on
a PNG. Oh, I'll put it on the list,
and
I guess.
Here's what happens is they hire another graphic designer, and he comes to me, and he goes, hey, I did all this in like 2-3 days, and I want to reach through the computer and beat him around the head. And I go, you dumb motherfucker. Our only thing on Earth is to go, yeah, you know, I'm working on that poster. You know, yeah. I moved a couple graphics around, added some drop shadows. It's probably going to take another 2 weeks. Stretch it out a little bit. Yeah. My God.
You're making me look bad.
They're paying you for your skills, not your speed, my friend. So thanks for fucking that up, guy.
I would love to see your workflow.
My workflow is great.
Browsing eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Looking on Pornhub, checking out what's going on. Speaking of which, I owe Dick a fucking graphic for the show, which is, you know, I'm
it's
working
been taking
on it.
A couple
it's been,
months.
What, 2 months about yeah. to make yeah, one that's graphic?
That's normal.
Made a great intro for the show.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Let me fucking tell you what the biggest problem in the universe is.
Okay.
Fucking, not just robots, right? Like I was about to just say, fucking automatic, you know, the robots to answer the phone for people because I don't know why. I think you know what I mean, hopefully. Listen here. Listen.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're like fucking trying to call, like, I don't know, the fucking people you get your internet from, ISP. And then it's just like, hello, this is an automated fucking bullshit. So please press 1 for this thing.
That's a great explanation.
And you're just sitting there shouting into the phone, like, God, I don't want to fucking do this again.
Yeah.
Speak to a real person. And then it's like, sorry, please tell me what your problem is. And then you can't do anything. You shouted it until it can't understand you and it's forced to put you online with a person. But recently, I had to call my ISP because I didn't have enough money to. I didn't have enough money at the
that
time.
That sounds like a problem.
That's a bummer. Fucking, yeah. Not enough money, I guess that's a big problem.
Up the date a little bit.
Uh huh.
So I go to do that and then they're like, sorry, we cannot pay. We cannot. We can't. Our agents cannot help you pay your bill.
I don't
bill.
Think like, speaking with a human is going to help you, sir.
Of
I think this is why they invented the automated problem.
I changed my card as well. And now, like, I need to change my card, and I need to change the date.
Imagine the operator is as bad as him. Right? Trying
nope.
to...
Every time I called, they're like, we're sorry, agents can't help you pay your bill. It's like, I just want to change my fucking card. They're fucking pre-programmed with what they think can help you.
Okay.
And then it never fucking turns out to be the right thing. You'll always be shouting.
Yeah.
Speak to a representative.
Shouting. You can just
speak
press
to
0.
A real person.
You don't need to shout.
That's the goddamn robot on the other fucking line. People don't always have the same
is that
fucking
a
problem.
Drink
therefore,
sloshing
this
sound?
Is the biggest problem in the universe.
Oh, okay.
Fucking
phone trees.
Phone robots.
Phone robots. Yeah. No, goodbye. I do. I'll get on those things and I'll just yell, connect me to a human, please.
Oh, you yell at them?
Well, not yell. Well, because, sometimes they have a human monitoring the line.
What?
Yeah, I think sometimes they're like listening to your responses because you'll be like, I need to speak to a receptionist.
You think a human is listening secretly?
On some of them, I think so.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
what are you
just
talking about?
Well, just because like they're like, oh, if they don't understand the prompts and they keep just saying like,
and they
I'm
got a human
confused.
There secretly listening in, going like, hey, what's up, buddy? I
either
heard
that
you
or
some...
it's programmed to recognize responses. Because usually, if I keep just saying I need to do this thing, and they're like, please use the touch tone, I go, I need to change my account. Eventually, it goes, let me connect you to somebody.
How many people do you think are secretly listening?
It could
on
just
your
be
phone
automated.
Calls.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Do they listen to many at the same time? Like, do they listen for the sound of a human voice and then they go boop, 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 and dial in on that line?
I don't know, maybe. I'd have to ask a call center.
I hope you're right.
It could be. Well, you know, you ever do those ones where it's clear that somebody's, like, pressing on a soundboard to make a robot say stuff?
No.
Have you ever gotten a call from a robot and they go, hi, this is Sally with whatever, and you go, are you a robot? And then there's a pause.
And they go, I'm not a robot?
Sir, I'm not a robot.
What?
And then you've never gotten that?
I wouldn't think a human's doing that. Yeah, I would think a computer is listening for words.
Listening and parsing and
processing
your words out.
It, yeah.
No, I think it's so that people in Indian call centers who, like, have thick Indian accents... Instead
really?
Of going,
they got a soundboard?
Yeah, they just have a soundboard that they are picking the pre-recorded responses from.
Wow. I bet you're right.
Yeah, because then
it's cheaper than language processing.
Yeah, and then your responses are all ready to go, and they sound in a nice English white lady voice, as opposed to, this is Jadesh from Microsoft. We need you to send PayPal gift card right now.
Where are you from? Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Really?
They've done that.
They have a specific accent from guys? Dallas.
This is Michael. Hello.
Yeah.
I am calling.
All right.
Hey, Dick and Vito.
Hey.
I wanted to comment on this Joe Rogan thing going on.
Okay.
And it brings to me, to my mind, what is the biggest problem in the universe? I call it blank is the Wild West.
Oh.
Here is a real headline from The Guardian.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is just one rogue in podcasting's Wild West.
Wild West.
They never call something the Wild West unless they're planning on regulating it. I get it.
I guess that's the point.
2 months tops before you have to have a license
to podcasting.
I wonder what they want to do there.
The Wild West.
How are they gonna regulate that shit?
Well, Biden's cancel culture is weighing in. Didn't the White House say something about they want to crack down on Joe Rogan?
They said, yeah, I hope that streaming services crack down.
Did Biden say that, or did somebody, like his press secretary, say that?
You think they snuck it past him?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Sleeping or something?
Yeah,
so that's not his fault? You didn't vote for that if they slipped it by him?
No, but it said it came from Biden's White House. It could have been Kamala. It could have been like some sort of...
You think Biden's like, Joe Rogan's awesome.
What did he say? Do you know?
So it was something like, Vito's voted for this.
Yeah, I know he always says that. He looks me directly in the eye and he says, you voted for this, buddy.
It was asking.
And he eats a whole ice cream cone and sniffs 100 children.
Here, I'll look it up. Boy, listen to this one.
Yeah.
Vito's still a fucking idiot.
Thank you.
Admit that you got tricked into voting for Biden.
I didn't get tricked.
Oh, you can't blame me, bullshit. If you didn't want to get blamed, you should have voted for a third party or you shouldn't have voted. You got fucking hoodwinked.
I'm happy
That's
with
what
Biden.
Happened. Just admit it, you fat
You're happy
fuck.
With Biden?
Yeah, what did he do? What am I supposed to be mad about him about? Afghanistan or whatever? Or where is it? Iran? Jen Psaki. See, he didn't say it. It was fucking his press secretary. I was right.
So the press secretary, you didn't vote for.
If
she says, she says she urges further action on Joe Rogan and, quote, more can be done.
Yeah.
Psaki says Spotify disclaimer is welcome, but the platform could actually fight misinformation. So that's not coming from Biden to you. That's just this bitch that got a job and is running her mouth.
Women run their fucking mouth. What? That's a problem in itself. Women running their mouth. I bet Biden's sitting there and he's going, bitch, I don't give a fuck what Joe Rogan does.
So if anything happens, it's her fault.
It's her fault. It's Jen Psaki.
And nobody voted for her, so it's no one's fault.
Why does everybody think that I regret voting for Biden? I don't.
Because he's like king cancel culture.
Okay, but he's better than Trump.
How?
To me.
Why?
Because Trump lied to everyone about a stolen election, which is fucking nuts.
He didn't do that until year four.
He still did it. That's insane.
Why do you think that's insane?
Because it's
why did you bring in the big lie then?
We brought in the insurrection on the bonus episode. The big lie.
The big lie.
Anything's better than a guy. Again, Biden is just better than Trump.
But
he's
they overturned. They said Pennsylvania was unconstitutional.
Oh, okay, so
the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said, yeah, the way you made the way you let that election happen is unconstitutional.
Okay, and if we go to all those voters and we have them vote again, what do you think is going to happen?
Most of them will go, what is an election?
They'll go,
what
I've
is
never,
this?
This was a trick.
I don't understand what you're doing. Vote? What's that?
I've never voted in my life. This was a fake vote.
And you say, well, just read it. And they say, I can't read. That's what will happen if you go to most of them.
I think a lot of people voted under the
most
system.
Most of them will go, what's a signature? I don't know. I can't. I don't know how to write.
Oh, God.
You think the problem, if we go back to all of those people
yes.
and say,
hey, you need to vote with the constitutionally approved process. They will all vote the exact same as they did at the time.
What if you find somebody
a couple people have changed their minds since then.
What about women voting?
We can ask, did you mean to vote for Biden, but you used this unconstitutional process? And they'll go, oh, yeah, you know, but at the time, you told me it was fine.
Okay, so
what make it sound like anytime there's like a little hiccup in the system, like all the votes are fake.
Yeah.
They're not fake.
Well, then where did the $30 trillion get spent?
Which $30 trillion?
That's in the national debt, if it wasn't done by a bunch of criminals.
Yeah.
So then what were those criminals doing with the illegal voting then?
The Republicans are part of the criminal enterprise. For all I know, they fucking orchestrated it themselves. You don't know.
Yes.
I think
they wanted to get Trump out too.
Okay.
That's why they're like, I guess he's right. Seems a little shady, but Trump's kind of a dick.
I like that Biden guy. I'd hang out with that guy. I want to do.
So the desert, the unconstitutional means nothing.
I want to do math with Hunter. I think he's probably fun. I love those
really?
Buttons.
Yeah, have you seen his art?
No,
that's not the art of a fun man.
He's kind of a weirdo, huh?
He's not weird enough. He's making like art like somebody who's retired and like takes up art, has no skill. They just throw paint all over the canvas.
Like George W. Bush.
Well, he
or like Jim Carrey. A lot of these famous
Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Very bad. I didn't want that to be a political thing. It's just George W. Bush's paintings are famously terrible. Anyway,
he's trying to paint something.
Yeah,
hey, just, some dogs there in a tree, whatever.
Yeah,
Hunter Biden's like, oh, look at how emo. This is a pattern. That pattern sucks, dude. All right, here you go.
Rich kids never make good art.
This is Alex from Kansas. Vito, do not let them take this whole "you voted for this shit."
Hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I voted for Trump in 2016. I got caught up in the hype. But no one gave me any shit when Trump gave in to mega corporations.
Boom.
Saying, you voted for this when,
boom,
you know, he ran up on a platform other than that. And he did that shit, okay?
What did he do?
He didn't fully pull out of the wars that he said he was going to.
Well,
no
he did.
One gave me shit for, you know,
shut
you
up.
Voted for this. No.
He did do that,
do
though.
Not take any shit for you voted for this on things. On platforms.
Yeah, nobody does this to Trump, guys.
I didn't
they'd call us Nazis.
They
say you're a white supremacist because you voted for Trump.
Any shit, though, on the whole, you voted for this thing.
I'm not
you're
doing
right,
that. Thank you.
And you know you're right.
Thank you.
Pick up yourself a little
Thank
bit
you.
Here.
Best caller ever.
Come on.
Finally, somebody gets
trench,
it.
Even if you are wrong, dig a trench so fucking deep they can't move you.
Hell yeah.
You can be right, or you can be stubborn enough. Not be wrong.
All right, I don't know if he's trolling me now. Thank you, I think.
I don't know either.
Let's do some super chats. Dick Spider Eternal for 5 says, making black people believe many inventions in use today were stolen from them sows a deep resentment in their hearts. It's insidious. Well, he spelled it in a colorful way and divides us.
See that? It's insidious.
I'm reading his.
I'm sorry, Vito. Yeah, that was rude of me. It is insidious.
Insidious. That's what he
you know,
said.
But this show has a real problem with that word.
Does it?
Used to be insidious.
Insidious.
Now it's insidious.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
it's
guy
very
I knew
insidious
could
what
not,
they're doing to the black people.
Didn't know words that he used.
Oh, is that a host who previously did that?
Guy I knew. He would say insidious, like a deciduous tree.
Oh,
no one knew where he got that from.
Insidious.
It is a very insidious.
It's super insidious.
To encourage this sort of division.
Racial division is a major problem, you know?
It wasn't a big problem when I was a kid. I don't think.
I remember growing up,
Maybe it was.
I didn't have any problem with any kids of any colors.
I don't remember always like, having all these inventions and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember being like, it seems unfair that these Asian kids keep getting all the top math scores. But other than that, you know, you learn to accept it.
Here we go.
Autonomous Prime says, hey, Dick, there's a guy named Owl Lizard who has dirt on a guy you brought on the show.
Oh.
And how his story is a lie and he's a known liar.
Blacklight? Well, really? He had a good story.
Yeah, I didn't
I
know
hope if it wasn't a lie.
Blacklight might be a liar, Dick. That's
well, I don't like saying stuff like that when so, no, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
whatever.
Why I read his name out, but then you said it. So,
oh yeah, sorry.
I specifically tried to skip over it.
Man, that's two misses for me
You're
tonight.
You're nailing the super chat thing, buddy. I tell you what. Mike Hunt for 5 says the biggest problem in the universe is the invention of the printing press. It leads to people online knowing everything about pathogenic viruses. Mm. Information is bad.
My girlfriend was talking about the printing press recently for some reason. She goes, did you know that it took, when the first printing press, it took them 200 pounds. They would have to push down to make a print.
Mm.
Isn't that a lot? And I said, well, I'm 200 pounds. What do you...
Yeah.
It's just a guy pressing down.
Yeah. Which I'm sure they quickly invented
and
a lever.
She goes, never mind. She goes, never mind. I didn't say anything. I'm out of here.
Ignore me. Mike Hunt for $5 million Extremes. Charles Carroll would be a great guest. He was on Thought Cops too. He may be doing an Andy Kaufman thing, or he is really crazy.
All right. Send him over.
Perry Light Ghost with a big 20 on the board says early rock music was based off the chords from the blues, which was culturally created by enslaved people. Well, there you go. These chords are called tritones, which were banned by the Catholic Church as it was considered the devil's tritone.
So then the church knew about it and banned it?
Yeah, the white people stole
it. I guess the church, it just like, the church calculated it in the basement and then said, we're banning these, and no one ever fucking used it. Do they not understand the point here?
Thank you,
the same 12 notes that have always existed forever.
Thank you for inventing rock and roll, black people.
This is a problem with knowledge.
Happy Black History
right there.
Month. Why can't you just let them have this one?
It drives me nuts.
It's Black History Month.
They invented these chords. What do you mean?
They invented, do you know that John...
Go listen to some classical music.
Have you looked up the historical contributions of George Washington Carver?
The peanut guy?
100 different peanut recipes.
Not peanut butter.
Not peanut butter,
not peanut
no.
butter. Peanut lube.
If you look up the recipes, most of them, you're like, who the fuck would eat that? What the
one
fuck
of his inventions is like
guy?
Flicking peanuts at a guy. Yeah. Like he's like an attention getting machine with peanuts.
The more I read about George Washington Carver, the more I don't like him. He really thought peanuts were going to be like a staple of the American diet.
He didn't know about Big Peanut.
Yeah. Well, he went to Congress and he said, he's like, they're a superfood and here's 100 peanut recipes. We're all going to eat peanut soup for the rest of our lives. And then they said,
really?
Yeah, boiled peanuts. Look up George Washington Carver's 100 peanut recipes. They all sound fucking terrible.
He thought peanuts were a superfood?
He thought that peanuts were going to be like the new staple. It was going to be our
rice. He didn't know about big corn. I bet corn fucked
corn
it up.
Corn destroyed him, yes.
Oh,
we could have
God.
A peanut-based economy right now.
Instead of everyone getting fat as fuck eating high fructose corn syrup.
Nuts are way better for you than corn.
No shit. Big Corn fucked over George. Now that's a movie I want to see.
You should look up, now that I think about it, you should look it up, all his recipes, and Congress was on board, and then I bet the corn lobby snuck in there and they went,
yeah, farmers.
Hey, listen, this black guy, you really want him coming up with ideas? Why don't you have some good old white corn, which we stole from the Native Americans?
Nobody tells Trump voters that you'd voted for this. Yeah, they just call us white supremacists.
Yeah, well, because you are. Mike Hunt for Five says biggest problem in the universe is Dallas Buyers Club, a man trying to sell Medicaid, I assume he means medication, with horse dewormer and bleach.
I got that one.
Trying to self-medicate with horse dewormer and bleach. It promotes misinformation.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Didn't they just have a big study that ivermectin is actually successful? Yeah, Joe Rogan was gloating about that one, as he should.
I mean,
he was right.
Gloating, it's like a health, a major.
He's spreading good health information.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Kind of frightening how everybody was against it, and then it just comes out, a study says, oh yeah, it's good.
It is true that when they started clamping down on like, oh, you can't say it was made in a lab, you're like, But it was.
It obviously was.
What are you talking about? Obviously, this is...
Ivermectin? No. You mean that horse medicine?
A single Chinese person ate a bat. And you're like, no, that's not how this works.
The horse medicine shit was crazy. Because people are just guffawing their heads off that have no idea what they're even... Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because it's... I mean, when the mainstream news reports it as a thing, I hate to say, I go, oh, well,
they're always lying.
A lot of the time, they're lying.
Yeah.
But I don't trust
Pfizer buys ads there.
I don't trust the independent news either. Everyone's lying is the answer. Not just the mainstream news. You're lying, I'm lying.
Okay, but I'm not sponsored by Pfizer.
Sure.
So I'm just
being
an idiot.
But I'm also not sponsored by like Dr. McGuffin's Patriot buckets where I have to terrify you into filling your shelter house with a bunch of fucking dried food or whatever the fuck. It goes both ways. Rare steak cubes for five.
No, ivermectin was correct. That's the way it goes.
Okay, well, for all I fucking know, the apocalypse is coming and I need to prepare for the rapture with a big bucket of cornmeal. Rare steak cubes for five. Biggest problem is ticket sellers. Impossible to get a refund for a canceled event or even talk to a human. Scam artists. Big up to Liquid Richard.
Okay.
Mike Hunt for five. Joe Rogan had Dr. Malone, the creator of MRA technology, on his show. Malone was criticizing the efficacy. I'm terrible at that word. Of certain jabs. That's the controversy.
That's the controversy. mRNA. One of the early inventors, mRNA. Yeah. A bunch of patents.
Yeah, he's
kook. Kook.
Yeah. He's a lunatic.
Okay.
CG for five says Spotify dropped like 70 more episodes of Rogan's podcast. Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. Today.
Yeah. Vito
Whoops. What do you think about that?
Wait, after Psaki's. Oh, after the White House said that.
Yeah.
Vito literally voted for cancel culture, they're saying.
Do you have a problem with her saying that?
Yeah. I don't think the government should weigh in on.
Do you have a problem with her saying
pointless
that?
Shit? Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Same as I don't like Biden weighing in on fucking Rittenhouse. I'm like, shut up. This has nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah. He called him a white supremacist.
Yeah. Him and fucking the governor of New York, all these politicians. I'm like, this has nothing to do with you. Just shut the fuck up. Don't even have an opinion on it. Or if you have an opinion on it, just shut the fuck up anyway and keep it to yourself.
They need to keep people all pissed off, though, with their lies.
It's how they get votes, apparently. I don't know how it works, because why would you vote for guys who are just lying to you?
Because if you don't have any time to get news, like if you are on a steady diet of news from, if your loop is like CNN, the president, MSNBC, then you never have any downtime that you need to fill with news from like a random other guy that's going to say, hey, ivermectin actually works. What do you think about that?
What are you going to do? Mike Hunt sneaks in at the buzzer with two and says again, knowledge is the biggest problem.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Have fun, guys.
See you. Patreon.com/biggest problem.
Vote on the problems at biggestproblem.show.